Hello and welcome to episode 11 of East Meets West. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang.
And if you read binary, no, this is not episode 3.
Yes, hardy har, hardy har.
Well, we got to write some jokes now. We've got a huge double-digit audience.
I'm actually very impressed with the growth. Surprised.
Flabbergasted?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Roger's right hand is being eaten by my dog, Django.
Left hand.
I could never tell left from right. So, yeah, let me see here. We want to thank Chris. We want to thank Chris for his plug of the beta version of East Meets West on the Leoville Town Square podcast. In fact, he kind of took Leo by surprise there.
Yes, as many of our loyal visitors might know, we've made no effort
to... Jason might know.
we've taken no active role in trying to promote this podcast.
Yeah, and if you really have absolutely nothing to do and you go back and listen to the rest of the East Meets West podcast, you will hear that growth very evidently as we form what the show should be about. We try different microphones, some stuck in tea kettles.
Yeah, we tried that.
You might want to hold the mic to your mouth. When
I'm sorry.
Is it the pressure, isn't it?
No, it's because you were telling me I was talking too loud earlier.
No, but I adjusted the levels for it.
All right, so you got my big mouth and compensating for that. But yeah, you know, like we went through and we just kind of discussed what we were literally watching on TV.
Yeah, and then we moved it to the back room, so now there's no television in the room, so we can't actually do the play-by-play.
And it's ironic because some of our most lively discussions actually took place off microphone right after the podcast.
Yeah, which is especially odd back when we had no listeners.
Yes.
you'd think that the nervousness of actually having people listen would be the chilling effect. But in fact, we plan to get in more arguments now that we have more than just Jason listening. Jason will always be our number one fan.
Yes.
Our number one listener.
Because he got in at the ground floor.
It's kind of like buying a house early in the market.
It's true.
You don't get any return on your investment.
You know, you might. Maybe some sort of self-fulfillment or kind of...
Well, we will always read Jason's emails.
Yes.
For instance, he's emailed us many times, but the latest email, he said he heard Roger mention trying to purchase health insurance and whether he eventually bought coverage or now has coverage through DLTV. Any opinions on universal health care or socialized medicine, depending on what term you like most? I, meaning Jason, don't want to put you on the spot either. I just hear those two terms tossed about, and I haven't heard one with a neutral connotation. So this is sort of the idea that there's a government-controlled system, and you pay to one system, and then you get your coverage delivered through one system, and the idea would be that everybody would get equal access to care.
And this is what you're debased essentially defining universal, or what most
that's what universal
what most
or
people
socialized are, medicine
yeah,
or universal.
Actually,
healthcare.
What I would quote unquote most people would consider to be socialized
right.
or universal health.
Very well.
It's actually thanks for the concern, but I do have health coverage under DLTV or Ziff Davis, rather.
Yes.
However, it won't kick in until next month, so I'm being extra cautious until that time. That means, you know, wait until it's green before I cross the street. And, you know, making sure I eat foods that are actually cooked.
Oh, is that why you won't eat my food anymore?
You know, universal.
Or is it just because you don't understand my food? See, bread is sort of thick.
Hey,
rice,
hey! Asians have
all
made bread
formed into a.
We just make it out of rice. Actually, that's not true because there's also other grains that are used to make bread, but not in the form that you would, you know, normally associate with bread.
Well, I just had a torta, which is a Mexican sandwich using bread. Why isn't there any sort of Chinese food equivalent to that?
To a sandwich?
Yeah.
Egg roll?
Because you know what? I've actually taken Chinese food and put it between two pieces of bread.
How novel.
My own East Meets West sandwich.
Is that your rendition of California fusion?
It's Illinois Asian fusion. Mushu grilled cheese.
Well, it's kind of a mushu because, you know, you take the mushu pork and you wrap it up in the leaf and you eat it that way. You know,
why a leaf, though? Why no bread?
Because you wanted to eat the whole thing at one time.
Every other fantastic invention started in Asia. Fireworks, paper money, boats.
I mean, come on.
Why not bread?
I don't know, because we had rice, and then we made noodles out of it, and we handed it over to Marco Polo, and then...
Well, so, yeah, and exactly. That's
and
what
then
I'm
you guys
about.
Launched something crass like the Olive Garden all over the country.
So now we're off P.F. Chang's and onto the Olive Garden.
Oh, don't do that.
Another sponsor blown
hey,
off.
Hey, I worked there for a week, and I can tell you, anyone who wants to know, don't eat at the Olive Garden.
I think we did mention that before on an earlier yes. version, an alpha version of
yes.
East Meets West.
You know, I understand some people might...
My wife
might
just brought us tea.
Yes. See, another...
What kind of tea is it? Yeah, so
Earl
that's
Grey.
The difference between us and Dignation. They drink beer, we drink tea.
No.
We're teetotalers.
Chris, no, actually, Kevin Rose is a fond tea connoisseur.
He is. He's a huge tea.
Thank you. In fact, he goes for the many exotic gourmet blends.
Ah, I'm drinking tea, Earl Grey, hot.
Although, to me, it's just tea. Although, unless it's like, you know, Snapple. Where you know,
or unless it's a euphemism.
What do you mean
by
that?
Smoking some tea. So anyway, I'm still waiting for an answer on bread.
Oh, why isn't there?
Yeah, why no bread?
Maybe
is there nothing? I mean, Mongolians have kind of a flat bread, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, like, but that's what I'm asking. Are you talking about breads in the form of where you just have a giant loaf that you peel off and you eat with?
Yeah, I guess I'm talking any kind of bread. Flat
because,
bread or
because there,
flat
there
bread.
Are
not necessarily rising.
There are breads, but they're often used in...
Hold.
Sorry, I'm trying to battle your dog for the.
We really
the,
need to get a camera so you can see a
the vampire
of,
that she has in
of
her
Django
jaws
attacking.
You know,
Roger.
You said this vampire would never fall apart.
I think he just don't want to answer the bread question.
All right. I firmly believe that they're just. I mean, you know, there are breads used in cooking, but it's not. You know,
name one Chinese bread.
There's one I used to eat for breakfast. It's actually a fried bread that you eat
okay.
with heated
like
soy milk.
A fry bread.
A what?
There's a Native American food referred to as fry bread.
Think of it as it actually kind of resembles maple donut, that kind of shape.
Maple donut?
You never
is
had
the
maple bar. A maple
oh,
bar.
Oh, maple bar.
Sorry,
maple donut's bar. The same shape as every other donut. Okay, yeah. I got you. Maple
and,
bar.
But a little bit longer, and you actually eat. It's deep fried.
So it's kind of like a donut in that way.
And it's actually kind of like a churro because churros are
oh, okay.
different.
Okay.
But there's no cinnamon. It's you just eat the bread, but you dip it in a giant bowl of heated sweetened soy milk.
So when I'm feeling sort of low. About my heritage and the fact that we've only developed pretty much whiskey. I can hold on to bread.
Hey, your people
that's
also
something that we
you
do
also great. Invented the art of painting yourself blue in case.
I don't know if that was really the Irish. That is part of my other part of my heritage. I think that was more on the British Isles.
Maybe it was
Britons.
The Celts.
The Britons, yeah,
sit.
The Celts.
I say
there's a lot of theories
it.
That the Irish are not fully Celtic, but there are a previous, they are the Beaker people.
Beaker people
who previously inhabited Europe before the Celts drove them out.
Ah, interesting.
And it's not like the Muppet either.
No.
But anyway, we have strayed quite far.
Far
let's bring it. Let's bring it back around because the Irish, I believe, have invented. Socialized medicine.
Yes, Ireland, Northern Ireland, as part of the UK.
Yeah. Well, I know they have a retirement plan. They have the IRA.
You know, you can get away with it. I can't. But, you know, it's kind of funny because unfortunately oftentimes when people speak of universal health care or socialized medicine in the U.S., the most immediate kind of comparison is made is with the Canadian health system.
Ah, right.
And unfortunately...
Well, I hear it with the Scandinavians, but usually
more often
because it's Canada is so close.
It's so close and oftentimes the cultures are close enough that just say, well, you know, if it works up there... Works down here. Unfortunately.
My gosh, what is up with this?
Wow.
We get 17 listeners, and now my wife's bringing us tea and chocolates.
No chocolate for you, because from what I understand, your
dogs will die.
Dogs will die.
Yes,
chocolates
kill dogs. And public service announcement from
I guess I shouldn't have fed that dog my little granola with chocolate chips so many years ago.
Little bits shouldn't kill them, but a big one.
You were trying to kill that dog. That was murder.
Oh. Is this part of the Western legal code to kind of immediately accuse and then commit?
Guilty until proven innocent.
That's actually Napoleonic law.
Yeah.
And they still use it. It's,
in Europe. Yeah.
In Europe. Shows you how advanced they are. But anyways, back to universal health care. in Canada, oftentimes it's considered we don't want American style healthcare because we want this kind of more egalitarian or quote unquote egalitarian mm-hmm. style of healthcare where everyone's covered under one set of rules. Unfortunately, for Canadians and Americans who kind of pine for that style of healthcare, Canada is actually just above the U.S. at the bottom of the list when it comes to developed nations in terms of healthcare, the quality of healthcare. Is my signal coming up?
Yeah.
The quality of healthcare. So
as Leo said on his on the Leoville Town Square interview he gave, a lot of people on Twitter don't have radio experience and don't know how to use a mic.
Hey. When you're in TV, you get the lav, and then you get the camera, and then you get the dog with the vampire trying to drop it between your legs.
That's a common in television, the dog with the vampire.
Hey, mouth. Just because your dog, you have a weapon here.
Attack.
Yeah, but it's actually considered a crime to actually set up a private kind of clinic, I shouldn't say set up, but...
Where is it considered a crime?
In Canada.
In Canada.
You cannot have... a provision for a separate, private funded.
Mm-hmm.
I should say private insurance, paid for health. You have to use the government funded one, even if
right.
you don't
well,
want to.
Right. Well, that's the idea, right? Yeah.
However, interestingly enough, recently a Quebec court had stated that everyone has entitlement to health.
Wow. There you go. That's what happens when someone knocks on the door. Anyway,
continue. That kind of threw me for a loop.
That's what it sounds like inside when you knock on the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, next time I'll ring the doorbell that doesn't work. they have said that, access to healthcare can include private insurance or private clinics to meet those ends. So people don't have to wait. And, in many large cities and many provinces across Canada, there are wait lists for a lot of kind of surgeries as well as just seeing a doctor
mm-hmm.
in general. And some of the comments made by people who are for adopting a more, not getting rid of public health care, but adding to it private health care, people can pay additionally, like they do in Britain
mm-hmm.
or in France, for additional coverage, say that, a lot of these politicians, when they really need it, they'll hop across the border to, south of the border to get the type of medical services.
They come down here stealing our health care.
Well, because they can literally pay their way to the front of the line. They don't have to wait. You know, in some cases, there's a recent story about an Anglophone, or basically an English speaker in Quebec, who was unable to use a hospital because she did not speak any French. She was not a Francophone, and therefore she did not qualify to use that hospital.
Huh.
Even though her doctor worked at that hospital part-time, and her husband was a Francophone.
Well, see, now one of the problems here, though, is, and I'm not... I have my own opinions, but in what I'm about to say, I'm not coming down one side or the other, though, is if you want universal health care...
Right wing.
You have to... I'm a pinko right winger. Well, if you want universal health care, that means, ideally, everybody has the same access.
Yes.
If everyone has the same access, then people are going to have to wait sometimes.
Yes.
There's going to always be a little bit of a pause,
bit
of a wait.
You let him in?
Hold on. Somebody just walked in the room for
those
of you who can't see. So the complaining of I have to wait. There are plenty of people in an unfair system that have no access whatsoever. So there's people who can pay, get faster access, and then there are people who can't pay who get no access. Whereas in a socialized system, everybody has the same, you'll get access. You just have, sometimes you have to wait for it.
But, it's, you can say that, but with the way it works out is the people who can pay and afford to get faster treatment always will. It doesn't matter because...
If they have another option. Right, unless we had global universal health care system. And even then, there would probably be some black market health care
for people,
the rich.
Some I'm sure that, in the future, there might be... you'll see doctors going back door to door. Except that will be part of the premium that you pay.
Well, and you can also say that, the reason you get rich is because you work hard and you deserve to make money. And so the people who are rich deserve to have better access because they've worked hard for it. That would be the conservative...
I'm a believer in both. I don't believe that it should all be just one or the other. Like, for example, Scandinavia does pretty well with a mixed model. They
have, and what they do is that I think they provide a baseline.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, everybody gets this much care, and then if you can pay, you can get better care.
It's, well, yeah, for example, there's, you know, a lot of things that are covered, but are so, that are, but also not covered.
Mm-hmm.
In their healthcare, and yeah, you can go and pay additional for private coverage. Unfortunately, the way the healthcare works in the U.S. is kind of weird, because although people often speak, especially healthcare providers, like to say, well, it's an open market, it's you know, laissez-faire, you know,
there's
the government
nothing
is
open about the healthcare.
Well, no, not exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many rules that prohibit, in fact, discourage competition, that oftentimes what you end up is with kind of a, not a monopoly, is it an oligarchy where
oligopoly
where you have a several large healthcare providers providing the healthcare, but effectively squeezing out all the other people that could come onto the market and help, you know, reduce kind of the limited access.
When's the last time you saw an independent practitioner in the healthcare business?
I think when I was born.
Yeah, but I think my doctor when I was born was part of a small independent office, but they are certainly now part of a healthcare system. I mean, a truly independent practitioner. There are independent doctors who run their own clinics, but they all have to be part of systems. There's nobody who's just not going to take health insurance.
Yeah, and the flip side of, unfortunately, it is that Americans actually end up paying pay the highest rate in terms of healthcare across the world. I mean, what we pay out and what we get is actually, you know, pretty crappy. There are many countries. Australia is another one that does pretty well with a public private healthcare model.
Well, I think the big thing, and here's where I will put my opinion for it. The big thing that sways me for some sort of minimal care. I believe in a mixed model, and I believe there should be some sort of minimal care. Is that it? Really, I mean, although it's the right thing to do, and people should absolutely have access to doctors, it is a right of everyone, no matter how horrible of an individual you are, you should have some access to healthcare. It also saves the country money.
Yeah, because
it pays off. It's also just a smart thing to do, because you aren't paying, you aren't having to come up with the costs of all of these people who don't have healthcare. You're just, which just getting thrown away.
I totally agree, because
preventive medicine will reduce the cost of healthcare.
Because you know, while you mentioned that, you know, some people have no access to healthcare, minimally that's not true, because what ends up happening is they get really sick and they end up at the emergency room, and when
right.
they don't pay the bill, you do.
And it's really what you're saying when I say that is they have no access to preventative care.
Exactly.
Because they won't pay for that, and nobody will allow that to be emergency care, so they let things go until they become an emergency.
Exactly.
And then they're required under the Hippocratic Oath to be treated.
It's actually they're legally obliged.
There's also illegal to it. Okay.
Yeah, hospitals cannot turn away. Regardless what you see on ER, it's like they cannot turn away people who are in a
quote-unquote house the other night.
Quote-unquote life-threatening situation. That's up to the doctor.
Well, and that's the worst part, is to say, okay, we're going to provide universal health care only for life-threatening. I mean,
yeah.
That's so costly. That's
yeah.
So costly. And you know, death penalty aside, I believe
yeah.
there can't be an individual so horrible that they shouldn't have access to health care.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's... I think it needs to work on two fronts. One, I don't believe in a federal solution, because honestly, I don't think anything that's been federalized has worked all that well.
What about the Constitution? That is a federalized document.
That's true, but after
it's written on paper, which I know your people invented, but it isn't a Western innovation.
Is it truly Western, or is it Mesopotamian?
Democracy?
Well,
it depends on federalism. Yeah, it's hard to say what you mean there. Django, you're distracting Roger. Leave him alone. It's hard to say what you mean. Democracy was invented by the Greeks, was it? Was it not?
There are reported versions of. I would say that the Greeks probably had the first codified where
okay.
it was literally written.
But what about federalism? When was federalism? Was that sort of the Hanseatic League? Was that the birth of federalism?
Was it?
Or was it the city-states of Italy? And when did we have our first
federal? I would always dare say maybe the Romans, but I could be wrong.
Well, no, the Romans were imperial, but before that,
no,
they
but
were
they had many of the trappings of what we consider a federal. I mean,
maybe we should ask our audience.
Yes, do what Leo
does.
Now
we have one. By the way, this is release candidate one. We are out, we're not really out of beta yet. We're still in the beta of East Meets West. But we're considering this release candidate one, where we've actually thought about the topics ahead of time. We have good mics, if you haven't noticed. Both Roger
yes.
and I both have decent mics, even though Roger won't hold his up towards
I'm
his mouth.
I'm sorry, your dog is all over me.
We have the mixing board now. We have, you know, we have a better outro edit. It was a little choppy before.
Outro. Don't use that word, please.
I just use that word because it
makes it irritates me.
We have a studio audience back.
Yeah.
Josh Lawrence is here again.
Say something, Josh, for everyone.
Yeah!
We have Django the dog really taking part this week because.
Yes, because she
no
keeps
one
putting
keep
stuff.
From the room,
she
so.
Keeps putting things between my legs.
Great. Now we can't put the clean tag on. Well, actually, no, we could. We could take that out and then put the clean tag
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
See
that?
You'll be talking about something.
Well, no, that's what clean tag means. You've gone back and edited it to be clean.
Oh, so if it's clean...
Yeah.
Yes.
See, if
don't
it's,
put
uh-huh.
clean tag. Okay.
All right.
All right, Baba Booey. Keep the dog control over there.
Well, as we head towards the outro of the show, we should... do you have any more thoughts on
universal
commie medicine?
Commie medicine. You know, I honestly believe that It does need to be preventative because way too much money is being wasted on people after the fact where people don't take care. You know, you should probably do a risk system where, you know, you smoke, you drink, you don't.
I'm not saying that I know exactly where that line should be. I mean,
so you don't have all the answers.
I have generalized answers, always, sometimes, never.
You're a great politician.
Did you see Senator Edwards was on Rocket Boom?
No.
Yeah. That was, I think, Friday's episode. Amanda Congdon interviewed Edwards.
Wow. Well, so what did she ask?
She asked him to... the first thing she asked him to do was draw facial hair on a sketch of him that she had drawn.
Wow.
She asked him, had he ever had a beard? He said yes, at one time he did. She's like, well, here's a picture I drew of you. Draw the facial hair you had on when you had a beard. It's a weird show. I still haven't figured out what the attraction of it is.
Her?
Well, I mean, that only can last so long, right?
That's true, and she's not super hot.
Well, and she's not taking off her clothes or walking around skimpy, and not that she should.
Wait a minute. Are you advocating...
We do have a female listener.
So you're a closet misogynist?
No, absolutely not. I leave that to your side, but...
Oh, why? Once again, why? You know... The white man's been really good at making the victim pay, isn't it? How many millennia?
You got to be good at something, Roger.
I think there's another third world country you need to overrun.
We learned it from Genghis Khan. That's all I can say. No, seriously, she is very attractive, but that's not what she's doing. It's not like the tiki bar. You know, we're
Lulu
is
Lala
is avowedly being the sexy object. I don't think she, you know, she wears normal. Amanda wears normal clothes and does her thing. It's not based on that.
But
it's
the show's not
based
normal.
Based on the content, even for whatever
abnormal content.
It is really odd content.
It's yeah,
she's
but you
kinda
know,
robotic.
Yeah,
maybe that's the appeal.
Maybe she was an extra from Mannequin, starring Kim Cattrall and...
Kim Cattrall.
But yeah, you know, so, yeah, back to healthcare, yeah. You know, I'm not for everything I've seen so far in terms of policy, I don't think is going to work. I mean, from what's been put forth.
Well, because politicians and health insurance companies...
have no interest.
...really can't come to any kind of common agreement about the way it should work that would still benefit them.
You know why? Because when it comes down to it, they can afford it, and a lot of people can't. So...
Yeah, well, that's right. They're not sitting around with a huge abscess for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you know, for them, a lot of... You look at Josh like he has one.
I was checking on the audience reaction to the word abscess.
I fainted for a moment.
You should never check with him. But yeah, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. And, yeah. You know, it's an election thing. So.
It's not, you know what, sometimes I've realized it's not even so much out of sight, out of mind as it is just not experiencing it, the inability to really empathize. I mean, you can even say like, oh, I think about the problem all the time and I sympathize, but there's a whole difference between that and actually seeing it or experiencing it or living with it all the time,
yeah.
Going and exposing yourself to it. It's the reason that people use for saying it's important to travel internationally. You really don't understand other countries until you visit them and really
yeah.
go there and see what the difference is, because they're subtle. They're hard to explain. It's not just like, oh, their money's different and
yeah.
they talk funny and, you know,
what do you mean
they've
I talk
got these
funny?
Weird smelling foods and they serve you dead fish heads and things. I mean, you have to actually go there and...
Why you keep looking at me when you say serve dead fish heads?
Well, your dad owns a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, we serve everything from the front of to the back of the fish.
All the thing about saying dead fish heads is gratuitous because all fish are usually served dead. I don't know many fish...
Unless it's a magical fish that grants you wishes.
I don't know many people who like to vivisect their meal.
What's his name? Ted Nugent?
Ted Nugent eats while it's still alive.
Oh, he does like the
vivisection. I don't think anybody... Yeah. Well, let's stay away from the topic of vivisection.
All right.
Let's, you know, everybody takes emails in their darn podcast.
We have no emails.
I mean, we take Jason's email because for a while that's really
should
we
just
we
should we?
And we took Andy's email before.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we should grandfather him in. But for I think ours, we should differentiate ourselves and only take... comments off the blog.
Yes. No, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's actually a good idea for a white guy.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, outside of all the other stuff I have to complain about. That's a pretty shrewd move there. Yes. Well,
Subbrilliant.com/blog. Well, Andy actually was the first to compliment us on, and the first to comment on episode number 10. Said congratulations. He was going to post a larger comment, but it was too large for WordPress to handle.
Oh,
I guess,
interesting.
Somehow, Moochier says, "Interesting podcast. I can't wait to hear more." Okay.
Okay.
Well, I suppose by now you have.
Hopefully.
And then Andy posted again. He was very excited because there was another listener, third listener. Then Timothy posted, said, "Actually enjoyed the podcast." Go
wow.
figure. Actually taken out of context. "Actually enjoyed the podcast while taking a breather from my studies. An avid listener of Buzz Out Loud," which
cool.
is a podcast I do at CNET.
Flog, flog.
"Heard the website mentioned in the latest twit during Tom's introduction. I think it must be Subbrilliant.com that got mentioned." In
yep.
the, at first, I'm like, we never talked about it.
No, no,
Quest,
you mentioned
Subbrilliant. We did mention Subbrilliant.com. "I'm assuming you guys must be wondering how I stumbled across your podcast." Yes, we were. "Kind of amusing to finally find out who this Roger Cat is."
Roger Cat?
"That Tom
oh, come
was dropping
on.
The name of during Buzz Out Loud. Subscribe to the iTunes Music Store, so at that point, 50% increase in listenership."
Cool.
Yeah, because I at one time I got made fun of for saying, "Well, I was talking to Roger Chang the other day, blah, blah, blah," and Molly and Veronica were like, "They don't know who Roger Chang is." And I said, "Oh, yeah, he's got a Wikipedia entry." Actually, what I said at the time was, "Some of them do." But then later I said, "He has a Wikipedia
entry. Thanks for standing up for me, Tom."
Some do. JT
Veronica
Zapp says, what?
Veronica said that no one knows who I am.
No, Molly said it.
No,
Veronica
okay.
just didn't disagree.
Oh. She was there when I was talking to those people for your and post Thanksgiving
for the hum.
Yeah,
what?
Whatever you
oh,
guys
yeah,
called
the holiday
it.
Help desk. JT Zapp says, "It's funny, Roger, that you mentioned the European laws banning certain discussions of the Holocaust. On NPR tonight, they had a story about a man being jailed for saying that he disagreed with certain accepted parts of history regarding the event."
Yes, that was recently in the... what was he? Was he?
He was an author, Irving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it in Britain or was he being tried?
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
he's British.
Yeah, that's
he's being
it. He's
tried
British.
In Germany.
Yeah, because he Germany along with Netherlands has a very strict anti-Nazi, anti-Holocaust.
Well, and now had you already heard about that? Is that what had put it in your
no,
head?
No, I knew it before.
Okay. Jason Adkins says, "Actually, it's a 400% gain in listenership, but that
awesome.
Was only at comment 6.
Yes.
JT Zapp says, "Whopping 7 comments on this entry now. Timothy wrote back again, ha ha ha, America. It's one of the short films from this past month's Sundance Film Festival. Something for you peeps to check out and possibly some creative fodder for Tom and Roger to riff on.
Ha ha ha. We'll have to find that.
Yeah, well, he's got the link right up there. We just need to click on it.
That's complicated.
Yeah. He said, oh, right, is there a general email for East Meets West, or is it okay to drop info through the response channel, anyone? Just trying to figure out the norms. I think for now we'll just go with the blog.
Until it becomes so unwieldy that no human could possibly...
Until we get to... till my bandwidth bill...
Hey, Roger, you're going to have to chip in now. I think I mortgaged my home too many times to pay off the site.
And that'll also put a cramp in my style when I actually buy a home. So, Christopher Lee writes...
Christopher Lee?
Yeah. Listener number 9. Keep on doing what you do, Roger and Tom. Although he's really just comment number 9, but... I think he might have been listener number 9. Andy said, yay to listeners. Julie says, just so you can add me to your official tally of listeners, I thought I had better drop you a line.
Thanks, Julie.
And then Chris, we read his email earlier about talking to Leo on the Leoville Town Square podcast. And Leo sounded mad. He sounded a little mad that we hadn't told him. Like, he was kind of hurt.
Was he?
Yeah.
No.
I sent him an email. I was like, hey, you know what? We really weren't prepared for... anybody to listen to the podcast yet? I mean, that's fine.
Was he? No, I mean, that's good.
I think he was just surprised.
Oh, okay.
But he was like, what? Everyone told me about this.
But every time people hear that, they always think it's like some like technology spinoff show.
Yeah, which we talk about technology.
Which is true, but it's not the focus of our discussions.
Is there a focus?
Exactly. That's
except
what I'm talking about.
For me provoking you?
It's basically all about myopia.
Clockwork Orange Boom, which I love the beer type thing. Is that Tim Moynihan? Because he's a big Aranjaboom beer fan. Anyway, double-digit listeners for your double-digit episode. With listener Julie, you almost certainly have the largest percentage of female listeners for any tech podcast.
Wait a minute.
Because he says, over here from Twit, glad to hear Roger's back among the...
I know for a fact that Twit has a few female listeners.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do. So yeah, Molly listens to him. And then I posted number 14 saying thanks to everybody for all the comments. We're blown away. If you don't mind the mess as we put this thing together slowly, we don't mind you listening. We're very flattered.
That's cool.
And
I like that.
Very happy.
You know, it's kind of, for the longest time, we thought it was just me, you, and...
And I think for the longest time, it probably was just me. And sometimes not even you, as you admitted one time when you're like, oh, yeah, I never downloaded it. Sorry.
I forgot, all right? I had to go home and eat something.
Hey, we almost always feeded you.
Feeded you?
Yes, we feeded you, as in the medieval time.
Would explain why your dog keeps looking at it.
East Meets West up to circulation of 25.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Woohoo. Anyway, well, we're over time, 32 minutes.
Cool.
All that
the
socialized
longest right.
medicine really, really paid off.
Hey, you know what? Keep on throwing those great discussion topics, and I'm sure somehow Tom will kind of, you know, either begrudge me or just kind of berate me about something.
Yeah, and send me ideas, because sometimes I run out, because Roger's really not that bad of a guy, so I have to reach sometimes.
Oh, why you got to be that way?
A backhanded compliment.
You're destroying me both ways.
And yes, subbrilliant.com/blog for the comments, and yeah, well, take your feedback, too, on what we could do to shape this up into a golden release.
Yes.
So we're at RC1 right now.
Chang 1? Awesome.
Do we need an RC2, or can we go with the official?
Hey, when we have official release candidate, I think we should get out and buy some Canadian Royal Crown.
Okay.
Soda.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We'll get a sixer of RC Cola. Well, that's it. Thanks, Josh, for being the audience.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Clap for us, will you?
Clap.
Yeah. Woo! No, dance.
Sound like
a
woman.
Like
a, we need to have people back there.
See you later. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Roger Shanks.